California Governor Gavin Newsom has delivered a big win to big tech. Newsom vetoed a controversial artificial intelligence bill that passed overwhelmingly by the state legislature. It would have been the most far-reaching AI law in the U.S. NPR tech correspondent Bobby Allen is here with more. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning.
So what exactly did this California AI bill call for?
Yeah, this bill would have required AI companies to test their powerful systems before releasing them into the world. It would have held tech firms legally liable for harms caused by AI. And it also would have had companies like OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT, and Meta to develop a kill switch where AI systems could be turned off in the event they went rogue, like if AI systems overtook power grids or even developed a biological weapon, which are far-off fears, but there are plenty of real-world harms that, you know, we've already been seeing, right? AI has supercharged misinformation, led to the impersonation of government officials, helped create fake pornography all over the internet, and the companies haven't been held legally liable for these harms. And this bill would have allowed the California Attorney General to hold AI companies responsible. Now, Newsom vetoing this bill was a big setback for the AI safety community. Technologists, academics, and others were rallying behind it and, you know, really hoped it would have become a blueprint for a national AI law.
So Newsom vetoed the bill. He wasn't the only big California Democrat against it. Nancy Pelosi was against it as well. What did Newsom say about why he vetoed the bill?
Yeah, Newsom said the bill was too focused on the large and powerful AI systems when smaller upstarts might just be just as disruptive to society. Newsom called the bill well-intentioned, but said some of the requirements would have been too stringent to Silicon Valley, testing AI systems and other rules that the industry said would be expensive and onerous. Newsom noted that 32 of the world's 50 leading AI companies are based in California. So, you know, he thinks it could be a hit to innovation that would hurt California's economy. And big tech came out pretty strong against this bill.
Okay, so Silicon Valley celebrating this veto. What are the bill's advocates saying?
Yeah, California State Senator Scott Wiener was the co-author of the bill, and he basically said this is a huge loss. In a statement, Wiener said, without major guardrails, the AI industry is left basically policing itself. He wrote, quote, "The truth is that voluntary commitments from industry are not enforceable and rarely work out well for the public." Now, there are some other big names in the tech world backed this bill, including Elon Musk, Jeffrey Hinton. He's a pioneering computer scientist considered the godfather of AI.
So has California taken any other action to target AI?
Yeah, lawmakers have done quite a bit. In fact, in just the past 2 weeks, more than a dozen AI bills have been signed by Newsom. Some of them focused on narrow concrete harms, like protecting actors and performers from their likeness being replicated by AI, which of course could cut into their earnings in Hollywood, and measures addressing the spread of deepfakes, hyper-realistic images, videos, and audio created with AI that could be used to impersonate politicians or can be used to make sexually explicit synthetic content. And though Newsom's veto here really upset AI safety advocates, he says he plans to help develop a big comprehensive AI bill sometime next year. Meanwhile, in Washington, though, lawmakers have not proposed a single piece of AI legislation, so many are waiting for that, too.
NPR's Bobby Allen. Thank you, Bobby.
Thanks, Layla.